Avos Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chaf Zayin 427, and in some Mishnahs we're still in 420. There's a third part of it, and here we have Rebbe or Rebbe Meir. Most versions have Rebbe Meir. The Rambam and the Bartana say Rebbe. I'll go with them. I like it more. Anyways, Rebbe was a contemporary of the previous Tana, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, and he said, in contrast to what we said in the previous Mishnah, which is you should look specifically for an older teacher. He says, no, Al Tistakel Bekankan. Don't be so bogged down with externalities. Don't look at the jug. Like this is like, don't judge a book by its cover, we say in English. So don't judge the wine by the container in which it's held. El b'masha yeshbo. You have to judge it on its own merit. See what's inside the container. So don't just look, in this context, I mean, don't just look for an old teacher because they're old. I mean, yes, there's something venerable and respectable about age, regardless of what the content of the person is, but that's not what we're looking for. In a Torah teacher, you want someone who's got the content. And sometimes, you know, you old doesn't guarantee anything. It's the contrary. Sometimes the young people have something very special. As he says, Yesh kan kan chadash malei yashan. Sometimes you have a new container, a young vessel, a young person who seems like a young scholar, and yet malei yashan, he's full of old wine, meaning what he has inside him can indeed satisfy you and make you happy, because the Torah is amazing, even though the guy is young. This, I don't know if it does allude to, but it certainly could be alluding to the events that happened in the previous generation back in Yavna, the famous story of when they temporarily deposed Rabban Gamliel the Nasi and replaced him with Elazar ben Azariah. So the famous story there, Brachos Chavches, I believe. So Elazar ben Azariah was a kid. He was either 16 years old according to Yerushalmi or 18 years old according to the Bavli, and he was, you know, when he went to ask his wife, is this a good idea? She said, are you kidding? You don't look like you're a kid. You don't have any gray hair. How could you be the Rosh Yeshiva? How could you be the Nasi? And a miracle, of course, happened, and he did overnight get these, like, you know, go gray overnight to make him look the part. But here you see that's someone who was essentially the leader of the Jewish people, and they were 18 years old. So, you know, that's amazing. And it's a possibility. So it seems to me that we have machlokas here between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda, and it seems like at least in practice Chazal went with the young person as well. In any case, here back inside the Mishnah, so Rabbi says you can have Yesh Kankan Chadash Malei Yashan. Sometimes you could have a young body with an old soul, so to speak. The content is amazing. The Yashan, other times you can have an old container, so I mean an older person in this case, Shafilu Chadash Embo. There isn't even immature, unripe wine, no grape juice, meaning it's empty, totally empty. Sometimes you get an older person, they look old, but actually they haven't got anything at all to say. And therefore, Rebbe is disagreeing with the previous Tana, and he's saying, listen, just because they're old doesn't mean the Torah is good, just because you're thinking the Torah is bad. You got to judge each person on their own merits, and there's exceptions to each rule. Now, one just other interesting point I want to point about this Mishnah here is you see, first of all, the Mishnah openly has a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe, or Rebbe Meir. And that's just worth pointing out, of course, that there's room for different opinions, different approaches, and the Torah embraces that. But more than that, you see that they even kept the opinion of Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who, that's pretty remarkable to my mind, because Elisha ben Avuya later on becomes Acher and totally goes off. You know, he's a heretic, full-blown heretic. And yet he... you know, he's in court, his memory, which happened before and off, is included in the Mishnah for posterity. Again, indicating that there has to be some tolerance for a wide range of ideas, and you don't look for any opportunity to apostle, to disqualify other people's ideas just because they don't think like you do, or they don't agree with what you think, or they don't behave exactly the way you want them to behave.